What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For more details, go to the website sunshinefm.ws.
On Wednesday morning, we woke to the tragic news that Perth-born actor Heath Ledger has passed away in New York. Reverend Dr. Ross Clifford, the President of the Baptist Union of Australia, has issued a media statement saying that the intention of members of Westboro Baptist Church in the US to picket memorial services for Heath Ledger is completely inappropriate. Ross has moved to distance Baptist churches in Australia from the Kansas Church, which has gained attention over the past few years as little more than a hate group. One person who's had first-hand experience with Westboro Baptist is broadcaster and musician Mike Rayson. Mike joins me on the line from the US now. Welcome to 98.5 Sunshine FM.
G'day, Rodney. It's good to talk to you this morning.
What has been your experience of the people from Westboro Baptist?
Well, Rodney, they're a group of not very nice people at all. I first encountered them personally about a year and a half ago. I had been invited by a church in Kansas to travel out there and spend some time together with the United Methodist Bishop of Kansas, Scott Jones, in ministry preaching at one of the largest Methodist churches in Kansas, in Topeka. And I wasn't quite prepared for the group that gathered outside the church the morning that I was leading worship and preaching at that church, and then again later that evening during a concert that I held there. There was a group of people outside shouting terrible and horrible slogans at worshippers as they come in and out of the church. And unfortunately, they're not words that I can actually repeat on the radio. They were just horrid, horrid things that this group was saying. And that's when my wife and I first really became acquainted with them. It was interesting that my wife had tried to open their website, and our children's protection software program that we run on our computers at home blocked the website of this cult from opening up. So they really are a nasty group over here. Here in America, they routinely picket the funerals of soldiers that have been killed in Afghanistan and Iraq and other conflicts around the world, maintaining that it's because of America's sin that these young men and women have been killed as they've been fighting for their country. They've also picketed on campus at Virginia Tech, when you might remember that last year, 33 people were killed as a result of the government's actions at Virginia Tech University in Virginia here in America, and they were there to picket those funerals as well. They're a not very nice group, to say the least.
I believe they're only a small group, but they get a lot of attention for a small group.
They certainly do, and they are only a small group. The building that they're housed in is actually quite a small building. I made it a point one day in Topeka to look up the address and drive past, and I was actually shocked. I expected to see a big compound and lots of barbed wire, but it's really quite a small building. But they certainly know how to project a national presence from such a small group of people. The interesting thing about Westboro Baptist Church is the way that they're partially funded in order to travel around the world and around America in order to spread their very unique brand of hate. They are mainly the proponents of the head or the lead pastor, and many of the people within that church who are his children and in-laws are all lawyers and admitted to the bar in Kansas. They will sue anyone who comes anywhere near them to confront them for their protests. Any way that they can actually get a handle on somebody through the law, they will turn around and sue them. And they've won many cases here in America under the free speech legislation because of that. But, however, in just a few months ago in Maryland, a judge there awarded a judgment against the Westboro Baptist cult of some $10.7 million. And it's hoped over here in America, at least, that this judgment and some others that are in the works like it will be enough to put this group out of business.
It's interesting that while they name themselves as the Westboro Baptist Church, you call them the Westboro Baptist cult, because what they're preaching really has nothing to do with being a church or with following the Christian principles.
Absolutely. Even though that word Baptist is there, they have nothing to do with the Baptist churches in Australia, nothing to do with the Baptist churches here in America. They are their own unique brand of hate cult. And have been very active, and unfortunately because of that, and because they call themselves Baptist and they call themselves a church, a lot of people around the world have decided that this must be the way that Christians actually respond to times of tragedy, and it couldn't be further from the truth. In my own family's life, we have experienced quite a bit of tragedy in the last year ourselves. Just 8 months ago, our 11-year-old son was killed. And so we've been walking an interesting road of grief these past few months. And one of the most important things I've discovered, Rodney, is that if I was a parent without the hope of Jesus, without the presence of Jesus in my life, then experiencing the death of Sam would be the end of me. I don't know how I would quite go on, because it's something that for any parent seems just intolerable. The sheer thought of losing a child sends shivers up your spine. However, I'm someone who loves Jesus and has loved Jesus for a long time, and have realized through this tragedy that though this event should be intolerable, it's one small step under intolerable. It's tolerable just because I have the presence of Jesus living in and around me. And that brings a sense of hope, a new beginning. The God who makes all things new is making all things new in my life through this tragic event as well. And so I only pray and hope that Heath's parents, as they look at some of the media that is going on around the world, won't believe that this is how all Christians react. And to them, to Mr. and Mrs. Ledger in Perth, I offer my deepest sympathies as a parent who's lost a child. I know it just must be heartbreaking for them, but Jesus brings hope.
The Westboro Group, did they start out as a recognised Baptist church and then change direction, or did they begin their life the way that they are now?
Many, many years ago, they did actually start out as I believe the head pastor was a Southern Baptist minister, and the Southern Baptist Church here is a fine Christian denomination. However, something happened along the way, and he resigned his membership or his ordination credentials with the Southern Baptist Church, and many, many years ago, and we're talking several decades ago, branched out on his own and began the Westboro Baptist Church in Topeka, Kansas.
So what should our response be when we hear about groups like this? Of course, we can get, I guess, concerned that this is the impression that a lot of people get, but I suppose there are many people that are smarter than that. They realise that this is just one group. But what should our response be when we hear of things like this?
Well, the Bible tells us that we always must be ready to give a reason for the hope that we have. And, you know, most of the reason for that hope can be seen as we live our daily lives. And so those people that are around us that know us know that, at least I would hope so, that this is not the business of Jesus and this is not the business of church. This is simply the action of evil, which is always present in many, many different forms and all over the world. And our reaction to evil is to simply stand strong and speak the hope of Jesus to everyone we meet.
I mean, it's going to be a difficult time as Heath Ledger's parents, family and friends get together to remember him, and this is certainly something that is not going to help the situation whatsoever, and is certainly not going to turn people's thoughts towards God if they're going to be treated this way by people who claim that they are Christian.
Precisely, and I guess at the end of the day, though they claim to be Christian, they surely are not.
Well, Mike, it's been great talking to you and just clarifying a little bit about the Westboro Baptist cult, as you call them. They call themselves the Westboro Baptist Church because here, I guess we're looking from a distance and not quite seeing the full picture. So it's interesting to get a bit more of an understanding of what they're doing, and we can just hope and pray that they won't disrupt memorial services and that people won't see that this is what Christians do, but rather that they'll see that most people are getting right behind the Ledger family and praying for them and praying for their comfort.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Mike, for your time, and we'll catch up with you again sometime.
Thanks, Rodney.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, via the website sunshinefm.ws. All material is subject to copyright.